Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I want to say good afternoon to you, good God afternoon to you, good God morning to you, wherever you are tuning in or coming in, conference call for Blog Talk Radio or Facebook Live. This is Pastor Mike Peavy with the Golgotha Church of Christ here in Chicago, Illinois. Just excited to be with you here this morning. God is an awesome God. He's always doing for us better than we can do for ourselves. And so I just want to just give God his praise, give him some honor, give him some glory, even on this day. First and foremost, before we get started, I just want to thank all of you who have either sent cards, sent resolution, who have called, who has sent comments on Facebook. Man, just you just bombarded my inbox with things, and just my family as well. Comments that are very sincere to our hearts. For my most of you have known my the matriarch of our family, my grandmother, passed away, and so we just had the opportunity to bury her this past weekend, and my wife and I are just getting back this morning, getting in here about thinking about 1 o'clock, somewhere around there, and I had to get back up about 3:30, and so we're just moving by God's grace and God's mercy. And so I just want to thank you. I want to thank you from the very bottom of my heart. Know that I love you. Because when you're, if you've never sat on that front pew, you won't understand what's going on. And then also to my family, just want you to keep us in prayer for my family. For now that you know the fanfare is over with, the Delta Sigma Theta mandate has been done, and all the various comments have been done. Now the quiet time comes in those moments. And that's when we're going to need your strength and need your prayers. So continue to pray for the PB Thomas family, Thomas PB family, and just thank you and thank you again. And then Almighty God, you give us a strength when we're weak. You build us up when we've been torn down, and you make sure that things happen accordingly. And so thank you. Thank you once again. Today is the Lord's Day. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. If you ain't got nothing to shout about, you're living beneath your privilege. If we serve a God who sits high and looks low and takes a look at the panoramic views of all of our lives and is able to stitch us together, and help us to live and roll on a little bit longer. This is Sunday morning, Resurrection Day, the day that we memorialize our Lord every first day of the week, amen. That we commune with our Lord every first day of the week, amen. And we just ask you to continue to be with us as we just praise and worship him on the first day of the week, as we see. I just get a note here on Facebook that I want to pray for Leon Johnson, for her mother, is at the emergency room at this moment. So we're going to add you to our prayer list this morning. Liana, we ask you just to continue to stay strong and know that we are in our prayers as well. Let us open up with a invocation with a word of prayer. We'll do some singing, as we usually do. We'll have communion, and then we will go to the word of God, which this morning will be John chapter 14. John chapter 14, and we're going to commence at verse number 1. Usually it is people will hear it as a funeral dirge or a funeral procession, but usually, well, actually, it is a very good text to shout out about where we are as human beings and where God is doing for us and what he has for us. Let us together pray. Father God, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, we come to you on this moment, thanking you the very best we know how. Thanking you for raising us, and thanking you for giving us the strength to continue to wake this morning, giving us a reasonable portion of health and strength so that we can continue to grow on and fulfill your purpose on today. Father, those that are living beneath your purpose and don't understand what they're supposed to be doing, we ask you to continue to strengthen them and bless them on this day. But Father, I'm asking you to continue to be with all of us. Special prayer goes out to Leanne Johnson and to her family, to her mother, who's in the emergency room. Father, we know that you know the situation, and we're asking some extra TLC at this moment. I ask you to be with them. Also, Father, coming to you in regards to Lisa Donnell's family. Lisa, a good friend of mine, a good sister in Christ of mine, passed away, and I wasn't able to be at the service, me and my wife, because we were at my grandmother's service in Iowa, so I'm praying for that family even more. Ask you to bless them and strengthen them in a way that you know they stand in need of as well. I'll be with the Maple Avenue congregation that continues to roll forward. Praying also for the Maywood congregation this time. Ask you to be with Lopez and Sister Lopez and Pop Lugo and Mom Lugo and all those that are out there today. Father, we wasn't able to make the worship this morning, but we ask you to continue to bless them and keep them in the way that they stand in need of. Father, we're just praying. We just love you. We adore you today. And I'm praying a special prayer once again, thanking you. Lifting up holy hands and thanking you for what you did for us this weekend, carrying my wife and I safely and soundly, even my daughter, to Des Moines, Iowa, Father, on the dangerous highways, helping us get from one point to another, and all my family that had gathered and all those that came to give tribute and to just share words and just to give a boast of encouragement. So now I'm praying for my Aunt Tanya, my Aunt Sandra, my cousin Daryl, and my mother, and then the rest of the PB Thomas clan. We ask you just to be with us and strengthen us at this time. Give us the strength to climb to continue to go forward. So, Father, we go into our lesson today. We just thank you. We love you. We adore you. And we know that today is Resurrection Day because what you did for us on yonder cross, we go through nothing that have to experience anything of what you did. So we thank you for taking a substitutionary place for you. We thank you for taking care of our salvation. We thank you for reconciling us back to the Father. We thank you for giving us just the ability to shout hallelujah and understand that there is an eternal life after this. Father, we love you. We adore you on this morning. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. Let's sing a few songs. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. Rose, made my heart in love and wrote my name above. Now just a little talk with Jesus makes me whole. Oh, now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayerful, yearning as your heart to heaven is turning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. All right. I may have doubts and fears. My eyes be filled with tears. But Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every prayer. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Well, come on, let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Now, when you feel a little prayer, yearning as your heart to heaven is turning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Oh, come on, let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little burning as your heart to heaven is turning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. One of my wife's favorites, my wife's mother's favorites. Pass me not with gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. I God calling, singing now, do not pass me by, and I'm calling you, Savior, blessed Savior, why don't you hear my humble cry? And while on earth thou art calling, singing now, do not pass me by. And I'm calling you, Savior, blessed Savior, why don't you hear my humble cry? And while on earth thou art calling, singing now, do not pass me by. Amen. Come, we that love the Lord, and let our joy be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And thus surround the throne, and thus surround the throne. Remarching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. With those refuse to sing and never knew our God, for the children of the heavenly King, the children of the heavenly King will sing this. Words abroad, we sing these words abroad, for we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God again. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Amen. Before we go into communion, we just got to thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to thank you. Thank you, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord. Said I just want to thank you, Lord, for you've been so good to me. I know you've been so mighty, mighty good to me. I know you've been so good to me. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for you are my friend. I know you are my friend. I know you are my friend. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord. So communion time. Alas, indeed, my soul gave a lead, and it is so vain and I were he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I. It was at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am a happy of the day. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Dear Lord, I give myself away, 'tis all that I can do. It was at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Amen. We know in Acts 20 and 7, the Bible says on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread. Breaking of bread, as we talked about before, is communing with God. After the meal, they were communing with the Lord. Paul continued teaching in 1 Corinthians 11, chapter, verse 23. And he came forth and he said, I received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night he took bread, he broke it and said, thanks. Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And after the same manner, he also took the cup. After it sucked, he said, that this cup, testament in my blood, drink you all of it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. But let a man examine himself. For he that eateth the bread and drinketh the cup unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation unto himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many were sick and weakly among them, and many did sleep. Many of us even today are still having problems because we are taking the Lord's supper in an unworthy manner. Let us together pray. Father God, in the sweet name of Jesus, thank you for this bread, which is your broken body, and this cup, which is your shedded blood. We pray we take it with clean hands and a pure heart as we look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith and of our day. All these blessings we ask in Jesus. Till we say amen, amen, and amen again. You may now take up the bread and the wine. I know it was the blood, oh yes, and I know it was the blood, oh yes, and I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. They made him carry the cross, oh yes, oh, they made him carry the cross, oh yes, or they made him carry the cross for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross, and I know it was a blessing for me. Oh, they pierced him in the side, oh yes. Oh, they pierced him in the side, oh yes. Oh, they pierced him in the side for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Oh, yes, and I know it was the blood. Oh, yes, and I know it was the blood. Oh, yes, and I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Amen. We have had prayer, which we continually do. It's part of our morning, which is part of our worship. Sang, which we usually do, which is part of our worship, all part of the worship. We have taken communion, bread and wine, in remembrance of Jesus and what he's done for us on Golgotha Hill, which is part of our worship. We're getting ready to go into the Word of God. But we also have giving. We know that giving is a very integral part of our worship. God expects us to give back a portion of what he has given us. So we here at the Golgotha Church of Christ, even through Radio Land, and we have online giving. So you can go, as you usually do, go to www.golgothachurchofchrist.com. G-O-L-G-O-T-H-A, churchofchrist.com, all one word, and then go to the More tab on my homepage under donations, and then you will have the opportunity to either give a love deposit of any amount, or $1 on, or you can make a tithe offering there as well. And so that will help to further the ministry and continue the work going. We appreciate you for that. So, giving is your portion as well, and do that as a free will offering is what you're supposed to do that. God doesn't want to force us. He wants us to come, and our faith will dictate that accordingly. And then we have the last portion, which is the reading of the Word of God, the study of the Word of God, and the ascent of God's Word to our heart. So if you would turn with me to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, and many times you see this text as a funeral dirge. People usually try to use it as a text that you hear at most funerals or most homegoing celebrations. But really, this is a text of comfort, where not only my family needs comforting based on the fact of a grandmother passing, not just the fact of my grandmother passing. Hold on one second. So my family needing comfort, and we thank you for that, as I already have and will continue to not only pray for you, and we also want to pray for Brother Leroy Smith and Mom Faith Smith as well. Leroy, I believe, is at Hospital Methodist time, and so we ask you to be with them and others. Praying for the Donnell family. For our sister in Christ, Lisa Donnell, passed away, and others that are going through and are dealing with storms at this time. So we ask you, Julian Jansen, we ask you to be with our mother as well, and all others. So it's just a time to pray, time to lift up holy hands. But the most important thing is that we go to God's Word for our comfort. Those that mourn shall be comforted, those that are poor in spirit, right? Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Jesus told them in Matthew 5, there's hope for you. God has something for you. Well, here in the 14th chapter of the book of John, Jesus, in red lettering, has some words for his disciples this morning. He says, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me, for in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, he says, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be where I am, so that where I am, there you may also. Thomas says to him, Thomas says, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? And Jesus answered with a very sound answer for all of us. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. He says, no man comes to the Father except by or through me. So if you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen. Jesus and his Father are one. And even though they have different functions in the Godhead, they are so much together in oneness that once you see Jesus, you automatically know what the Father is on. And you automatically see the Holy Spirit testifies of Christ. For as when Christ came in his incarnated state, Lazarus was with him. And so we need to understand that Jesus came not to do his will, but to do his Father's will. And so he makes a declarative statement. He says, let not your heart be troubled. Any officer, any priest, any person of position understands you have the ability to make decisions. And so God does not want you to be robotic. He wants you to choose him as he has chosen you. See, Jesus died for all. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him, the world through Jesus, no one else might be saved. So we need to make sure that we're following Jesus. And so Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. Now, the word let means that you have control of the situation. But many times we don't realize when we're going through something that we even have control of our troubled heart. What are you saying, preacher? You don't have control of the trouble that's coming at you many times because you don't understand that it's going to be a part of life. But you can control how your heart reacts to the trouble. Just like you can control how you react to anger. So now when Jesus is telling me, listen, you have more power than you understand. Get your strength from God. Philippians 4:13, for I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. Oh, but I'm falling down and breaking out. Listen, it's God who's giving you breath, God who's giving you purpose, God who's giving you the mandate, and he said, if God says you have more than you think you have, tap into that. Because it's there. God's not slack concerning his promises. So he tells his disciples who are going to be detached from him shortly, I want you to know you still have some strength. And I will send the Holy Spirit to you, which is a comforter, who's going to bring back to your remembrance the things that I've taught you and walked with you on, so that you won't be lost, that you won't be left behind. He says, let not your heart be troubled. How can we not allow trouble to our heart? First thing we must define is where the heart is. Because some of us think it's this blood pump. Now, this is your physical heart. Blood flows through your physical heart. And as it flows through the physical heart, it sends signals and sends responses to the rest of your body. And if there's clogage and there's no blood flow through there, then all of a sudden it causes a traumatic situation and it causes issues with yourself. But in today's society, they can take you in. They can take your heart, the physical heart, out, clean it up, do a diagnostic, just a little clean up, right? Open the artery, maybe I put a stent in there, blow a balloon up, right, and get flow, or remove it completely, put a pig heart in place, and put you back together so that you can live again. So if this is something that can be exchanged, this cannot be the heart that Jesus is talking about. Because what Jesus is talking about is what you have with you at all times. And it resides in your brain. Where at? Well, there is an area in your brain called the temporal lobes. And in the temporal lobes of your brain, that is where you make your decisions. That's where you send signals to the rest of your body. Before you have hand movement, there's a signal sent from the temporal lobes to your brain that, okay, it's time to make a move, and then movement takes place. So now we understand that there is an area that we have that we, if we can allow God to control that area, God to have seat in our house, in our spiritual house, in our ability to make decisions that will keep us spiritual and not carnal, then we will move and breathe and talk and act and interact the way God would have for us to be. And even though trouble may be there, it won't have a foothold on us. Why? Because God is navigating us around the landmines of Satan. So he says, let not your heart be troubled. Are you telling me, God, I have the power to keep my heart together? Yes, guard your heart. Guard your heart. Don't just allow anything subliminally or anybody to just throw anything at you. Be careful what you watch. Be careful what you listen to. Be careful what you read. Because all these things have, all these things have an impact on how you're going to think. And so a man thinketh, so is he. Satan understands the power of that. So if he can get you to think ungodly, that even though you may be God's child, he has you where he wants you, incarcerated in mind. But if we allow God to take the shackles off, amen, somebody, if we allow God to break every chain, and we allow God to navigate and drive, then we are on for a ride that leads to heaven and no other destination. So he is saying, don't worry about the stuff that's going on down here. We talked about that the other day. Hakuna Matata. Don't worry, no worries. Don't let your heart be troubled. You have the ability to appoint. You have the ability to order. You have the ability to arrange. You have the ability to determine and lay some things down. The heart is the seat of our physical vitality. The heart is the place that we receive nourishment from. Just as you eat and you're protein deficient, the food goes in and breaks down, right? And then it sends the nourishment to wherever it needs to go. Throughout the physical body. But we also must feed our physical heart, our spiritual heart. Right? We must feed it the right thing because you are what you eat. If all you do is lay around and look at pornography all day, you're pornographic. If all you do is lay around and look at stuff that and be a part of stuff that is scandalous, you're a scandal, right? But if you feed your brain every day, see it all day in prayer and covering and with God's word, with interaction with people of like-mindedness that will help keep you on the straight and narrow, then you too will allow God's word to have impact and seep into the holes like water gets into the holes. And therefore, you'll be flooded with God's word. And you'll have the power to overcome detrimental situations. You no longer will be having problems in your life. These will be issues and challenges that God will help you to climb, hurdle over, move around, or to navigate around. So we do have the power to not let our hearts be troubled. Well, if you just sit back and think about an hour without a troubled mind, an hour of peace, an hour of rest, an hour with God, that's why it's so important to go into your dojo every day, close the door in your closet, get away from television, get away from the radio, get away from everybody but you and God. You need a moment for you to talk to God. And we always find time to talk to God about the things that are going on with us. But what we really need is a moment for God to talk to us. And when God talks to us and we listen to God, we allow God to change our lives. Why I normally would walk this way, no, God don't want that, so let me not do that. And allow God to navigate us, to nourish us, right, and to elevate us on his elevator of love. Then you won't have a troubled heart. Oh, trouble will find you, trouble, with a capital T that rhymes with P and stands for pool. It will be there. But you will be able to step over, continue to walk. Remember Peter saw a thing, saw a ghost, realized it was the Lord. And he said, Lord, can I come to you? Physically, Peter, can I walk on water? But God said, step on out on faith. And with his eyes focused on Jesus, he's able to do what he didn't do. He walked on the very thing that was going to, that could drown him. God will allow you to tread on the very situations that have you harnessed if you keep your eyes centered on him. Keep your trust with him. Let not your heart be troubled. Then he says, what seeds of non-troubled mind? It's based off faith. It's based off your belief. Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, do you? Jesus says, if you really have belief in God, then believe also in me. See, I came to do my Father's will. So if, whether you know it or not, if you believe in the Father, believe in me. He says, for in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. All this your heart will be able to take hold of. Little preacher, I feel like I'm in a tornado. I feel like things are just spinning. Well, you know, in that tornado, there's something called the eye of the tornado. And they always say if you could get to the eye of the tornado, that's where you could ride out the storm. God wants to be in the eye of your life. That's your heart, the seat of physical vitality, the seat of physical brokenness. Some of us have to be broken so God can put us back together.
the seed of nourishment. We need to not just eat, but we need to eat right so that our faith will be in training. We need to recognize the fact that the heart is the innermost part of man. And normally men look for outside appearances, for things that will make them look like a package. But God looks for the inward man. He looks what's inside. And so when his infrared vision is looking at your heart, even at this moment, do you believe in God? See, it starts with belief in God. You can't be strong and you can't be brave if you don't have a heart that stands by God. An ungodly man has a corrupt heart. Oh, you may be able to do some things physically, but there is a life eternal. So after this life, after death comes judgment. So what we need to recognize is that our heart, what we believe, what we believe really can carry us to heaven or carry us to hell. Why? Because we are going to act or react on how we believe. And your belief is going to be based on how you nourish or feed or seed yourself. So you discipline yourself, disciple, so that you are in your own dojo to only receive nourishment from God, goodness of God, grace from God, so that your reactions will be counter to those of the world. You ever have somebody look at you and say, I had never seen that done like that before, because they've been so caught up in worldliness. But they don't realize that God has a way of doing things to you. When we get you become a lot more healthier when you let Big Brother Jesus fight your battles. I know what I'm talking about. When your heart's not troubled, when you have laid your burdens on the altar of Jesus, taking them to the Lord, give them to him, you feel so much lighter. You feel so much better. And now you're free. You don't have all this baggage holding you down. You're a little more lighter. You're free. You have better movement. Mentally, you have movement. You know what it's like to have your database full and there's no room, so you have to delete some things or copy some things and store them so that you have room? Same thing. Dump some things that are in that need to be released so that God will give you the ability to leap. Run and be happy because you're blessed. You have power today. Let me say that God loves you. You have power today. Preacher, you really don't know what I'm going through. I don't need to know what you're going through. God does. Matter of fact, he knew that this time we would be together so that we could talk about what we need to talk about today, because you feel shackled down and you need to be released. God died for you. Jesus hung blood and died for you, and a drop of blood had your DNA on it. He didn't do that because he didn't have nothing better to do. He did it because he loved us. His love is so thick that it lathers up, just surrounds us in a bubble of love. I think I'm hearing you, preacher. Yes, you have hope. You have power. You have the ability to get up out of the miry clay. You have the ability to allow God to pull you up. It starts with how you think. Stinking thinking will ruin a good person. So let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. He says, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions and many rooms. God has a place that can take all of us in. In my Father's house are many mansions. Since if it were not so, I wouldn't have told you that. I'm not going to lie to you. I go to prepare a place for you. God, preparation. Do you know how important it is that God is willing to make preparation? If somebody was coming to you, would you be trying to get some things together so that your presentation would be right? Because why? Your reputation's on the line. God made promises to Abraham way back in the Old Testament. His reputation's on the line. That's why he's making preparation for you. Believer, obedient to God's call, have surrendered your life to Jesus and been baptized for the remission of your sins. He says, you don't have to be troubled. Believe in me. For my Father has a place, and my Father's house are many mansions, but what I saw, I would have told you. I go. He's telling his disciples, I got to go. Don't go, Jesus. I got to go. If I don't go, I don't finish the mission. I go to prepare a place for you. You know how delicate that is? That God has sent the agent of creation to make preparation and a place for us. That's how special man is to God. You are the crown of God's creation. I go to prepare a place for you that when I come again, I will receive you unto myself, Jesus says, that where I am, there you may be also. Eternal Lamb of God, a Lamb without spot, right now seated at the right hand of God in heaven, has prepared a place for you and for me, for us to go and be with God in the celestial heaven. Well, there'll be no more crying, no more bills, no more dying, no more pain, no more trouble will not even exist. Life without Satan, no more bad jokes, no more bad subliminal things happening. Maybe just howdy howdy singing, having a great time with God. Comfort. Do you really want comfort? It comes with having a life centered in a belief system of Jesus. What you see is what you're going to say. Because what you say is already what you really believe. What you believe is what you put out there. What you sow, that's how you see. And what you sow is how you're going to harvest. That's what you reap. What you reap in is what you're going to get. And what you get is what you deserve. So the question is, do you deserve heaven? I'm not worthy. None of us are. But the blood of Jesus qualifies us. So that when God looks down, Father looks down and he sees the umbrella of the blood of Jesus covering us. Then all of a sudden we're worthy of God's eyes. Don't innocent blood of Jesus. He is your advocate. He's gone to prepare a place for you. That where he is, he wants you there too. See, do you understand God not only loves us, but God wants us to be in company with him? That means we're special to God. I've got all kinds of problems. The Lord knows that. He's going to be with you always. As you work through those problems, he's going to be with you. But guess what? When you change, the problems leave here. They're earthly. You're going to be out here. How is it? Don't even matter. However he is, I'm going to be. 1 Thessalonians 7, we're going to meet him in the end. And so forever be with him. But let not your heart. You have the power to control what comes into your heart. You have the power. You have dunamis. You have dynamite power through the gospel, right? In order to allow within your group, within your company, to accept and to not accept. And what God does not agree with, God don't walk with. That means that we as his children have to adopt the same mentality. What God hates, we have to hate. What God loves, we have to love. And God loves your enemy just like he loves you. One of the biggest downfalls is us loving our enemy as ourselves. I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you are doing in my life. Thank you for sharing with me 53 years of experience, of stakes that you carried me through. Thank you for allowing me to be a testimony for you today and to be able to shout the hilltops of Zion and display your goodness to those that were here. Father God, it's a privilege. Love you, we adore you. Now, if you're here today and you have a troubled mind, you have not surrendered to the gospel call. How do I do that, preacher? I'm so glad you asked. It comes by hearing God's word. Well, God's word is so important that he wants you to hear his word. Where is the word found? The word is found in the Holy Bible. Because all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction and righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped unto all good works. That word man is generic. Doesn't matter what your gender is. If you want good works, it comes from following the word of God. So you need to hear what God says. Many times we want to tell God what it should be, or we want it to be mended or molded so that it fits into our life. No, you must change your life to fit into God's way of being. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the way leads to destruction. But there is that narrow way, that narrow path, the straight and narrow that leads to life. Will you go? Do you want to go? Is Jesus the captain of your life? Are you on your way to heaven? It comes by hearing God's word. Romans 10:17, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Believing his word. Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please God. We that come unto God must believe that God is, and that God is the reward of them that diligently seek him. It causes you to repent. Luke 13:3-5, except you repent, you all likewise perish. That's turn to God, not turn away from God. Calls you to confess the sweetest name they ever roll off a mortal's tongue. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Matthew 10:32, he that confessed me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. But he that denies me before men, him will I deny before my Father which is in heaven. You need a good attorney. The only attorney that will work is Jesus. He's the only one that made it through this sin-cursed world without spot or wrinkle. And then you must be baptized for the remission of your sin. You can't be sprinkled. You can't be christened. You can't be poured upon. You can't be drip-dropped and you can't be dry cleaned. You must be fully immersed into water. Cover it up. For the remission of your sin. To rise to that newness in life. Baptism is synonymous with Jesus' death, his burial, and his resurrection. Romans 6, 3 and 4. Know ye not that so many of us have been baptized into Jesus Christ, have been baptized into death. See, baptism places one into Christ. Right? You have to be into Christ, for greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So if you're not in Christ, Christ is not in you. Satan has taken over religion. But he has not taken over God and God's word, nor God's people. God's people listen to God's word. For obedience is better than sacrifice. God's people obey God's word. God's people want to be with God, just like God wants you to be. Do you crave? You sometimes wonder what's happening to your life. Trouble comes. Think about good things. Don't think about all the pessimistic situations that could come about, how things are going to fall apart. Think about what God has done. A God has not lost a case. And God can even have you walk on water today by surrendering to him. You want to cause a reaction in heaven, thinking you can have a Holy Ghost party even today by surrendering to God and being baptized for the remission of your sin. God will, once you're ready, God will present even water in the midst of the desert. And heaven will rejoice over one sinner that repentance and over 99 that needed it. Over. How about it today? If you're here today and you're having some struggling problems, you're having some issues, and you just want to talk about it. If you're on Facebook Live and you want to talk to me directly, we'd love to speak to you even right now. I'd like you to dial in at 619-924-0767. You can pull that up right now. 619, get your phone out. 619-924-0767. Prayer request. We'll pray with you and help you to get to the next level that you need to be on. Decision time. How's your heart now? Are you ready to obey God? Jesus is a Christ for all Christ. He's a help for all people. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no one. Jesus is the way. You ever heard that song? Jesus wants you. Right now, as you are. Preacher, I don't feel like I've got it together. That's okay. God knows what's going on. You take one step, and Jesus will carry you the rest of the way. He'll carry you the rest of the way. I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you. He can help you with the difficulties of your life. Thank you for listening. Hope you call in so we can talk with you more. Again, that phone number is 619-924-0767. Call right now. We're getting ready to close out on Facebook Live, prayer, and then we'll go and talk to those who have something on their heart. God with me. Father God, in the sweet name of Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for this worship service. Thank you for those that you brought for me. I ask you to strengthen them and bless them in the way they stand in need of. Father, we pray that they build on the relationship with you. Those who may not know you in the part of their sin and know you at this level, that are vulnerable, that don't want to be vulnerable, Father, help them to open up, not be so tight-fisted. Satan wants them to say no right now. Father, help them to say yes. so that you could say yes. 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 Father, we love you. We adore you. Powers in the word. Correct us when we're wrong. Build us up when we can. Strengthen us when we've been torn down. Forgive us for any sin we may have committed through omission and commission. Or we may have trespassed against others and others may have trespassed against us. This is our prayer today in Jesus' name. Let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. Those of you that are on conference call, that are on Blog Talk Radio, I'll be with you in a minute. You guys have a great time today. Do something for somebody that they cannot repay you for. Give them Jesus Christ and them crucified. We love you. We adore you. Talk to you soon in the name of the Lord. All right, for those of you that are still on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I want to say good afternoon to you.
And let's pull up. We have some callers on Blog Talk now. Let's open up the line. We have someone on 860-759. Who's on the line?
My name is Tracy.
How
are you?
Hey, Tracy. I'm doing well.
I enjoyed your sermon.
Thank you so much. Do you have any prayer requests or anything that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I've just started to grow stronger in my faith, and I don't have a church that I go to. So I thought this would be a good alternative just to kind of jumpstart me. And I think prayer for my son, who I'm always praying for, it's like, so far, so good. I mean, he's had his issues with drugs. And, I mean, he's not out of the water. But I do pray for his well-being and safety.
Amen. Amen. You only have one son?
Yes, I only have one son, and I have one daughter.
Okay.
Right. And I have two grandchildren.
So,
I mean,
Amen.
Yep.
Wonderful. I'm listening.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, well, I have a lot of things and decisions to make at this juncture in my life. And, I just want to, I pray for guidance and strength to get through it. And make right choices and decisions that I'm faced with,
That's right.
I'm so grateful that I do have Jesus in my life, and now my daughter listens, is a believer, and is, touched by the grace of God. My son is too, definitely.
Amen.
We are turning into a Christian family, even though we're somewhat, separated. But, some prayer and guidance. And I've kept saved your sermon. Are you on every Sunday?
Every Sunday and every Thursday night is our Bible class. And then I do a Blog Talk Radio Monday through different topics
and you have
that we're talking about.
And you've got a study, study group as well on Thursdays?
Thursday nights, we study strictly from the Word of God. And you're able to ask questions. We provide the Word just kind of help you through. We have been doing a walkthrough from the beginning of the book of Matthew, and we're looking at Jesus' life and ministry as he builds up. So it's a good time to get in, a good time to take a look at some things and be able to ask some questions. And the key is to really get a Bible answer to your question, find out how God answers your questions.
Right. And he always seems to. Definitely.
Amen.
I feel like I'm just doing in a sea. You're just kind of alone in all this.
State are you in?
Sorry, I'm in Connecticut.
You're calling from where?
I'm sorry, Connecticut.
Connecticut, okay.
Yes.
All right.
And wonderful. Where are you located?
Say it again.
Oh, I'm sorry. This isn't the – I live in the country, so we don't get really good reception out here. I just asked where your ministry is.
We're
oh,
in Chicago.
Well, oh, you're in
that
Chicago.
It is. Yeah, because we are – this is our online ministry. I'm located in Chicago, Illinois. But this is our online
all
ministry
right.
initiative that we're pushing. And the reason is because just like what you're saying today, and my wife's on as well, will be, you know, is the fact that you'll be able to access wherever you're at, whether you're in the car, whether you're in the hospital room, whether you're out in the country, right? Wherever you have a phone or you have a Facebook or wherever you can get to something, you're able to call
yeah.
in and get the word of God. There's no reason. So there's a ministry for that as well. And so we, you know, I have a group of people that call in on a regular basis and, you know, and members as well that, you know, do the whole bit. And, you know, if you don't have a church home, this is a great place to get started until you get yourself seated and centered, you know, or if you find that this works for you, you know, you can actually place membership here as well, and we'll make sure that, you know, everything goes forward as well. So those, you know, that's just awesome. You know, you go where you can grow, and that's the main mm-hmm. the main scenario, that God's word, that you build a relationship with God and that God's word works with you and continues to build on you. So I'm so glad you called in today, that you had the courage just to call in, because, you know, you don't know me, I don't know you, and sometimes that's some of the
yeah.
best that you're able to actually talk about something, have an unbiased opinion and an unbiased situation, and get to hear what God would have to say about it. So I commend you on that, and we're going to pray with you and pray for you with these situations.
Thank you.
Thank you. My wife is on as well. Honey, are you there?
Oh.
I am. Hi. Hi, Tracy.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I am well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm, you know, I'm so
wonderful.
Glad I discovered this. I just think it's a wonderful. Like, if I never seem to get to church. And I'm like, well, that's no
mm-hmm.
excuse. So this is wonderful alternative.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay. Well, Michael, hi. And I just want to say good morning. This was a good sermon. I really enjoyed it this morning. Understanding the relationship with Christ is so essential. And I love what you had to say, Tracy, you know, understanding that you want looking for God's guidance and understanding that's a great first start. And you're coming to the right place. Brother PB, Michael PB, is a great teacher. And if you have any questions, please feel free to ask. And whatever we can collectively or individually answer, or we try to get God from the Bible. So it was great to meet you and great to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you have any prayer requests at this time?
Just a general prayer for my family and I would be wonderful.
Okay. All right, we certainly mm-hmm. will do that. Amen. And Marie, baby?
I'm going to ask for prayers for my family as well, a special prayer for my nephew, D'Angelo. He's going through a lot right now himself. Pray for my sister, give her the strength to just not give up and keep facing God as she does, as she will. And just keep our little hands in God's big hands and just hold on in spite of our trials and our tribulations. Because as we learn that long suffering creates endurance, endurance creates character. So through it all, we become a winner for the Lord. So keep our little hands in God's big hands. And it's cold, a special prayer for my daughter, Juanita. A special prayer just for the PD family just came through the passing of the grandmother, Crystal. And a special prayer for the Lisa Dinell family. And continue to keep us all in prayer and just go closer, stay close to God, stay near the cross. That is my prayer.
Amen.
A special prayer for you and
Amen.
I.
Thank
Amen.
You so much. We'll definitely do that. All right, let us go to God in prayer at this time, collectively. And I will pray, and I want you guys to pray as well mentally. And God will bombard heaven with these prayers and ask God to help us in our time of need. bow with me at this time. Kind of righteous Father, thank you for who you are, and thank you for the Word of God, which is a lamp to our feet, a light into our path. Father, we know the power is in the Word. It's never in the messenger, it's always in the Word, for all we do is speak your Word, and we thank you that the Holy Spirit continues to allow us to touch hearts and touch minds and continue to be effective in areas where it seems like there's no connection. Father, we love you, we adore you so very much, and we come to you today in regards to the prayer requests that have been presented. Father, we're praying for Tracy, who's in Connecticut today. Father, praying for our family, asking for just a general prayer for herself and for our family. We're praying for her son, who's for his well-being and for his safety, who's dealing with an issue with a drug battle and things, Father. But we know that you know every situation. You know the strand of hair that's on our head, and you know how to even fix that problem, for the balm of Gilead is in your hands. So, Father, we're coming to you as a mother is praying for you, asking you to help to move and to help her son today. She has two children and two grandchildren. Father, so we ask you to be with her family. She's praying for guidance and for strength, for choices and for decisions. For many times she just feels alone. Father, we're thanking you because we know nothing is done by chance. Nothing is done by happenstance. We know it's because of you that you have navigated her here today, Father, that we will be able to talk with her, be able to interact with her, and be able to share with her of commonality of faith, the goodness of you. And we thank you for the believer that, and for her believing the Word of God. And we ask you that she will grow in her relationship with God. That as she talked about her family now becoming a Christian family and growing deeper and deeper in the relationship with God, that you will now navigate their lives so that what you would ask them to do, they will become doing willingly, that there will be no question that, Father, they will surrender to you, and you will fight their battles. You will be the provision for them. You will handle them with care and be able to take care of all the situations that come up. Father, we love you. We adore you for that. We're praying for them and for all those others that have had the thought to call in but didn't. Father, we ask you to strengthen them in this ministry. Praying for my wife, Maria. Ask you to bless her and keep her in a very powerful way. Be with her in every walk of life. We're praying for her family in general, Father, for our family. Ask you to bless us and keep us. Special prayer request goes out for D'Angelo, for my nephew. We ask you to be with him, Father, in the ways that he stands in need of. It's not easy for a young man, even on today, to make it through life, Father. And sometimes we end up incarcerating ourselves mentally and sometimes physically. Whatever the situation is, being shackled, even with bad decisions or hatred or bad relationships and things, Father, is not an easy spot to be in. So I'm asking you to be with him, Father. Help him to make better sound decisions, to recognize where he's at, and to know that you're right there waiting and willing and a very present help in this time of need. Praying for his sister, Lashonda, and for the baby, it's the end, a little DJ in Savannah. Praying for their mother, Alice. We ask you to continue to bless her and keep her where she stands in need of. We're praying for her presidency candidacy, and she's going to be running for president for the United States in 2020. Praying for that as well, Father, that everything works out in the progression, that she'll be able to get her initiatives online and be able to be on ballot, and then be able to run a moral campaign that you would have for her to be. Father, we just ask you to continue to strengthen her and bless her and all those that are working in that behalf for her. We're praying for Mom Linda and Angie and Patrick and Jazz, and Jazz's daughter, and Deja. We ask you to bless them and keep them in the way they stand in need of. Praying for Mary Walker and Mary Floyd today, Father. We're praying for the boy, Skirky, who just had a birthday, and praying for Felix and for Paul and for Irv. Ask you to bless them and keep them in the way they stand in need of. Comfort them and strengthen them in a very powerful way. And all the cousins and Brenda Butlers and all of them that are thereof, such a huge family. Bless them and keep them on this day. Father, my wife is saying, let's keep our little hands in your big hands, and everything's going to be all right. Praying for our children, Nicole, Juanita. I ask you to bless them and keep them and strengthen them, Father. Allow them to continue to stay with the Word. The Word will continue to grow with them. Special prayer for my family, the Peavy family, and the passing of my grandmother, the matriarch of our family. I would ask you just to be with our family and Lisa Donnell family and all those that are grieving and grieving at this time. Praying for my brother Butch for his health. It's good to see him this weekend. ask you to bless him and keep him the way he stands and lead up for his wife, Bonnie, who's doing excellent in our care for him. Father, I ask you to continue to be with her and strengthen them the way they stand in need of. And all the family got a chance to see for my sisters, Lois and Phyllis, and for Julian, and who actually came over, for my cousin Daryl, for my Aunt Tanya, for my Aunt Sandra, and for my mother. I ask you to bless them all and strengthen them in the way that you know they stand in need of, and all the factions thereof. Father, you're just a great God. Praying for my wife and for myself, and we thank you for Traveling Grace and for Tracy this morning. I ask you to bless her and keep her as well. And then we're praying for the Donnell family. Not only them, we're also praying for Faith Smith and Leroy Smith, who's in the hospital at this time. Father, we ask you to continue to strengthen us on this day. Build us up when we're weak, strengthen us when we've been torn down, and know that we love you and that we're trying to do better. Father, we know that you have the way that would lead us to heaven, and we love you. We adore you with that. We pray that that this word that has went out will continue to bless others, as it has with Tracy. Father, that if she has any questions, that we will be an avenue that she will be able to receive nourishment from. This is our prayer today in Jesus' name. Let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen again.
Amen. Amen.
All right. You guys have a wonderful day. Tracy, we have a website if you want that information for that.
Yes, I do. Let me run in the door.
Okay.
And
all right.
Hold on a second.
Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Hold on. Here we go. Go ahead.
Okay. It's www.GolgothaChurchOfChrist.com. Golgotha spelled GolgothaChurchOfChrist. GolgothaChurchOfChrist.com. And on there you will see our.
What was that again?
Golgotha.
Golgotha.
GolgothaHa.
Eight
letters.
Okay.
GolgothaHa, Church of Christ.
Church of Christ. Okay, I got it.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And the church number here is 312.
Yeah.
933-4090.
4090.
And you see us on Facebook, so you have our Facebook info. So if you're not a friend, send me a friend request.
Okay.
Or I can do that to you right now if you would like.
Yeah, I would. What is the Facebook? Why don't you send me? You want to send me one because I can give you my name.
All right.
Or I can do it either way.
Okay.
What's the easiest? I'm Mary on Facebook. My name is Tracy, because I go by my middle name typically. My first name is Mary, but
okay.
Tracy Martin Shepley, Shepley.
Tracy Martin
Shepley. Yeah, Shepley.
Okay. Let me see if I can pull that up now. I'll do that while we have you on the phone.
Okay.
So make
I
sure
don't
everything...
go on all that often, but anymore.
Well, that's all right. Tracy Martin. So that's T-R-A-C-Y or I?
T-R-A-C-Y.
Y, okay.
Just C-Y, yep.
Okay, there's a Tracy Martin. Pulls up here.
Do you have my spelling right for my last name? S-H-E-P Shep Lee L-Y? L-E-Y.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is that your Facebook name, Tracy Martin Shepley?
Yes. But you don't see it? If you don't see it, I'll send you one.
I see a bunch of Tracy Martins. Let me try to add the other. There's a lot of Tracy Martins.
Wow. wow, I guess I'm not too original.
Yeah, you're popular.
Yeah, I guess. But you know, if you're having trouble finding it, I can definitely, you're at the church. I have it written down, and that's how I can find you on Facebook. Are you
there
under
you
the
are.
The
last name is Shepley.
Yep.
Shepley. There it comes.
Yep.
It says neurofeedback therapist.
Yes,
that
that's me. Yep.
Okay, I got you. Ah, there you are. That's your son there?
Yeah, that's my son.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, let me send you a friend request. I just hit it now, add friend. So you should see.
Yes, great. I will accept it when we hang up. I'll go to Facebook. Thank you.
Wonderful. And so then we'll be on tomorrow for at 12:30 if you're able to call in for more nourishment. That's what we do, 12:30. It's about 1:30. And then the Bible class is Thursday nights at 7:00.
Wonderful. Okay, so 12:30 tomorrow. Great.
Yep. And then Sunday's
all right,
at 11:30.
Well, excellent. Well, again, thank you for praying for myself and my family. And I enjoyed your sermon immensely. And we will be in touch. And God bless.
Wonderful. God bless you as well. Have a great day.
You too. Okay. Bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.